United States and the Philippines on Monday signed a 10-year agreement that President Obama says will give U.S. military personnel greater access to Filipino facilities, airfields, and ports. However, Mr. Obama, during a joint news conference with his Philippine counterpart, Benigno Aquino, said the pact will allow U.S. forces to rotate through for joint training and exercises and not result in permanent U.S. bases.
I want to be very clear. The United States is not trying to reclaim old bases or build new bases. At the invitation of the Philippines, American service members will rotate through Filipino facilities.
The agreement was signed by Philippines Defense Secretary Volter Gasman and U.S. Ambassador Philip Goldberg before Mr. Obama's arrival in the country.
Through joint exercises, training, and subject matter expert exchanges to increase their capabilities and interoperability, the Enhanced Defense Cooperation Agreement, or EDCA, serves as recognition by both sides that there is even more we can do together to support the alliance and to promote peace and security in the region.
In a commentary, the official Chinese news agency Xinhua called the Philippines a troublemaker who has encroached upon Chinese territory and harassed Chinese fishing boats and warned the pact may lead to further provocation. During a pre-trip briefing, Deputy U.S. National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said the agreement with Manila will focus on disaster response and counter-piracy activities, and the move is not at China's expense.
The U.S. engagement with Southeast Asia is not at China's expense, but rather is part of a broader strategy in which we can deepen our ties with ASEAN countries, but also maintain very constructive ties with China as well. And ultimately, what we're seeking to build, together in partnership with other Asian and Pacific nations, is a rules-based architecture for how you resolve economic disputes, how you resolve territorial disputes, so that there don't need to be tension and conflict. And I think that's consistent with a new model of great power relations that President Xi has laid out, which is that an emerging power does not inherently have to come into conflict with an established power like the United States.
President Obama called on China to support efforts to manage and resolve maritime and territorial disputes through dialogue, not intimidation, including the South China Sea. Peter Dean, Director of Studies at the Australian National University's Strategic and Defense Studies Center, told Daybreak Asia's Victor Beatty the agreement differs from the president's unequivocal support for Japan's administration of disputed islands in the East China Sea.
What is clear is that the Senkaku Islands are clearly covered by the current existing alliance with Japan, and Obama made that very clear. With the territorial disputes between the Philippines and China in the South China Sea, because they are disputed territories and there's not a direct, already well-established Philippine claim, the American government sees that as being somewhat different. So I think they will use this to monitor those areas, to keep an eye on, and of course this provides a great deal of reassurance to the Philippines more generally about the rise of China, that it won't necessarily specifically focus on some of these particular disputes the Philippines and China have in the South China Sea. While these particular areas we're talking about between the Philippines and China, they sit within the internationally mandated exclusive economic zone of the Philippines and over 1,000 kilometres away from the nearest Chinese landmass. That's why there is more of an inclination of international law of siding with the Philippines. However, they're more hypothetical in the sense that there's not a clear territorial administration or occupation on behalf of the Philippines. So there is not this sort of concrete, cemented administrative control like the Japanese have over the Senkaku Islands. So what I think is going to be interesting here is why Obama's defense pact will provide broader reassurance to the Philippines under their current mutual defense treaty. What the Americans, I think, will also be attempting to do is also to restrain the Philippines in a number of ways of not to act too aggressively towards the Philippines and not stake too much on some of these territorial claims, some minor territorial claims in the South China Sea.
How do you expect China to react to this?
China will probably react in a similar way that they've done to some of the other statements about what Obama said in his trip to the region. Of course, the Chinese position is very much firmly that the U.S. San Francisco alliance system is actually holding back the region from being able to develop on its own accord, and they claim that, of course, these alliance systems are left over from the Cold War. However, the interesting facet remains for these countries, such as Japan and the Philippines, Thailand and South Korea, with the more assertive that China has been, the more that they're actually inclined to fall back upon these American traditional alliances that have been around since the 1940s and the 1950s. So I think we'll see the same type of rhetoric out of China in relation to this as they have in the last few weeks. But I don't think that will change, of course, the course of what the Philippines and the United States or what the United States more generally is doing in the region.
Dean says the U.S.-Philippine Security Pact is a reaction to China's more assertive behavior in the East and South China Seas, not as a way to contain China. And he says it provides reassurance to America's Asia allies.